Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Welcome to part 3 of our program, Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. Nowruz literally means new day in Iranian. Nowruz is the Iranian New Year and is celebrated each year on the first day of spring in not only Iran, but wherever Persian culture was dominant, such as in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, in Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Republic of Azerbaijan, Turkey, Iraq, parts of Syria and India. In today's program, we should look at the geography of Nowruz and the fact that the United Nations and UNESCO have officially recognized and registered Nowruz as a cultural event and part of the cultural heritage of the world. Stay with us. Nowruz festivities have connections to spring and agriculture, but it can also be thought of as a celebration of kindness, goodness, pureness and honesty. Nowruz, which has a history of at least 3,000 years, is certainly not limited to the Iran of today. Rather, many countries and many lands, from parts of China in the east all the way to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, celebrate Nowruz in one form or another. Thus, the geography of Nowruz is spread over a vast land stretching from China in the east to the Mediterranean Sea and the countries of the Balkans region in the west. Nowruz can be considered as the festivity of lands which are part of the wider Iranian civilization and Iranian culture. Although Nowruz is quintessentially Iranian, it is mixed and intermingled with a variety of other cultures over thousands of years. Today, the ceremonies and rituals of Nowruz are all significantly different, depending on which country you happen to visit in the vast region stretching from China to the Balkans. However, the Iranian origins of Nowruz are quite obvious and quite certain. The Nowruz can be thought of as the common thread which ties together all countries within the sphere of Iranian civilization and Iranian culture. The fact is that Nowruz is celebrated over a vast geographical area. The fact that it also coincides with the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere and the first day of autumn in the Southern Hemisphere, and the fact that Nowruz can be thought of as a celebration of kindness and goodness have all combined together to catch the attention of the United Nations. As a matter of fact, on 30th of September 2009, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, registered Nowruz as part of the world's cultural, spiritual and oral heritage. Following this event, Iranian diplomats at the United Nations and UNESCO followed up on this issue with the aim of proposing a resolution for approval at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Diplomats from other countries which recognize and celebrate Nowruz, such as the Republic of Azerbaijan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Turkey, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, were also involved in the drafting of this proposed resolution at the UN General Assembly. Finally, these diplomatic efforts paid off, led by the Islamic Republic of Iran. These diplomatic efforts bore fruit on 23rd of February 2010. When the World Nowruz Day Resolution, also known as the Culture of Peace, was approved and passed by the United Nations General Assembly in New York. This resolution has a total of 22 paragraphs, and it can be thought of as the culmination of many months of hard diplomatic efforts. The resolution designates 21st of March as the International Day of Nowruz, and it officially recognizes the Iranian origins of Nowruz. Iran's then Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, Eshaq al-Habib, addressing the General Assembly, had said the commemoration of Nowruz is actually the manifestation of one of the United Nations' high objectives for strengthening world peace by respecting national cultures and world cultural heritage. Al-Habib added that Nowruz, with its Persian and Iranian roots, quickly turned into the common culture of millions of human beings in Asia, in Central Asia, in the Middle East, in the Caucasus, and in the Balkans and the Indian subcontinent with the advent of Islam. It is worth noting that the solar calendar year in use in Iran, like the lunar Islamic calendar year, is also dated in accordance with the auspicious migration from Mecca to Medina of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Hence, the year, which started on 21st of March in Iran, in Afghanistan, in Tajikistan, in Republic of Azerbaijan, and in various other countries, is the year 1395 solar Hijri year. The resolution on Nowruz International Day, spread over 17 paragraphs, has 5 executive articles. Article 1 says the first day of Farvardin, corresponding to 21st of March, should be recognized as the International Day of Nowruz. Article 2 cites countries that commemorate Nowruz as part of their cultural heritage. Article 3 calls on other countries, especially Muslim ones, to consider Nowruz. Article 4 stresses research on the history of Nowruz and its traditions. And Article 5 invites all international bodies affiliated to the United Nations, particularly UNESCO, as well as other international and regional bodies, and invites them to take part in Nowruz celebrations. Thus, 21st of March has been registered and listed on the United Nations calendar as the International Day of Nowruz. The resolution also praises the efforts of countries which want to preserve and expand the culture and traditions of Nowruz. The UN General Assembly resolution also urges other countries to familiarize themselves with the message and culture of Nowruz, which is a message of peace, kindness, and friendship. The resolution also invites non-governmental organizations, various United Nations funds and subsidiary organizations, particularly UNESCO, and various regional and international organizations which are not linked to the United Nations, and any country which has expressed an interest to take part in an international celebration of Nowruz under the auspices of the United Nations. The fact that the world, the United Nations, has accepted Nowruz as part of the world's cultural heritage shows the high status of Iran's culture within the wider international community. Today, Nowruz, this ancient Iranian festivity, has become a connecting bridge for tens of millions of people around the world. An estimated 300 million people around the world celebrate Nowruz in one form or another. In fact, by honoring Nowruz, the United Nations has promoted one of its own long-cherished goals to boost peace and friendship within the international community. Honoring Nowruz also sits comfortably alongside another long-pursued United Nations goal, namely to promote cultural diversity around the world. Designating 21st of March as the International Day of Nowruz means the global celebration of Nowruz also takes place on that date. We congratulate the world on the occasion of Nowruz. A happy and prosperous Nowruz to each and every one of you. Well, dear listeners, we have come to the end of our program today. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless you all.